time. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy. Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not.
Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Everybody, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Jordan Spieth will not be joining us today. He said if he was under par, he would, but unfortunately, he's two over. So instead of him, you get Hans D, which I think is a solid alternative to Jordan Spieth. Trevor Valise may be joining us today. It's kind of a big day. We've been trying to do this, and the workload that Stevie has been doing to try to shift a radio station from here in the Pines in Urbana to Philo, Illinois is not easy. And there's still stuff here in the hallway. I'm like, oh my gosh, we got a lot of stuff. But we are making that move on Monday to be in the new studio in Philo. What do you think about that, Pipes?
It's exciting. I haven't been over to the new studio, but I've heard about all the work that Stevie's put into it. I know he's worked tireless hours in getting us up to snuff in terms of making the move over there. I know it's next to the tavern, I believe.
Right across
good,
the street.
Post-game. Post-game for the show. Good spot for that. So it'll be interesting. I'm excited for something new and obviously enjoyed being here for the time that we were. And you know it better than I would.
I've Absolutely.
Been here 3 years, I think.
Right. I think we've been here 10 years. That's amazing. Wow. I'm actually old enough that I've been through now. This will be my third move. We were over, on Staley, right? All the way over in West Champaign. And then we moved here, which was glorious to me because it was closer to the office in Villa Grove. Now we're moving to Philo, which is even closer. So now I get to work even longer at the office. I don't know if that's good or bad. I think that's good. But no, I'm excited about this as well. It's going to be a cool move. I know that the people in Philo are just as wonderful as you could have and meet. So I know that that'll be fun. You'll be able to get fried chicken at the tavern and a ribeye steak sandwich at the tavern. Then you'll be able to go to Daly's and have a beer.
I've heard a lot about Daly's through the years.
You've never been.
And I have never been. So that's going to change. I'll be way too close in proximity to keep that going.
Not very often, though, because you got to get home to Kate.
Of course.
But there could be a day maybe that Haley kind of lets us go.
We'll just have a show meeting there.
Yeah.
You
know what?
Get
great
both
idea.
Done at the same time.
It's a great, because we do have a lot of meetings. People don't believe me when I say that, because I'll be out visiting with someone and they're like, oh, what's this? You stay late after. I'm like, we do. I'm like, we honestly do. Now, 90% of us were wagering. But in the midst of that, I'll be like, hey, should we try to get, Adam Rittenberg tomorrow on the... Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, now, are we taking Cardinals first inning, or what are we doing here? All right, there's a lot of stuff that happened yesterday. Thanks to Joey Wagner for filling in for me. I really appreciated that. I was able to go to Mount Pulaski, which is not an easy place to get to, but go over there for regionals, so that was fun. Play for the title tomorrow. But, of course, Mother Nature is going to have something to say about that, it sounds like, because, and by the way, if I was as committed to anything as the wind is as committed to messing with us in life, I would be thin. Like, if I could work out like the wind blows, I mean, I would be as thin and in good a shape as ever. It is just ridiculous. And I feel bad. I hope the wind dies. I'd rather play in a little bit of rain than I would wind. Wind is just, that's a changer. That's a game changer.
It definitely is. I mean, when you get the 88 degrees and nice breeze,
yeah, no,
we appreciate,
all right.
But The wind's whipping above 15, 20 miles an hour. Then you're just...
That was a little tricky.
Yeah.
Hans, I'm going to brag on you and my son, and then I'm going to rip on my son. And I'm sure
you don't usually brag on Hans. That's
no,
not
I don't.
Usually what we do here.
It's kind of weird. So Lucas and I met yesterday at Legends Golf Course. We're like, you know what? Let's get a quick nine in. So we go out. And first of all, I didn't know Turtle was there running things. So that was awesome. But we go out there and Lucas is like, you know, I'm on a plaque here because I hit a hole in one. So we go in there and there it is. And then he points out Hans D's name. When did you have a hole in one there?
That was probably like 2014, 2015.
So he's a pilot and he has a hole in one. And what are you, 21?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's 22.
He's off and running. His life is off and running.
So you're 15 when you did that?
I think so.
Unbelievable.
And yeah. It was, guess what? It was like 20 mile per hour winds.
Was it really?
Day. Yeah, it was right before a storm.
Oh wow.
It was on number 8 and I was rushing in. But I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to finish this.
And boom. It's a good way to do it. Just makes it quicker.
Yeah.
Just go pick it up and go to the ninth. Well, congrats on the hole-in-one.
Thank you.
I didn't realize you had done that. Lucas, who has routinely whipped me in golf since basically his, I think, sophomore year of high school. Like, that was the last time I remember it down at Stone Creek. He beat me by a shot, and I've never touched him since. Well, guess what? I shot 3 over yesterday, and he was 4 over. So... guess who took back the crown?
Mm.
And I told
him, after all these years.
Yeah. I said, we probably won't be able to golf again for a long time. So I'm going to hold on to that crown as long as I can. That was funny. You said I birdied 8 to get me to a two over. And then, of course, I have to come back with a bogey on 9.
Yeah, of course.
To close it out. You know. So, but it was fun to get out and golf again. I just told Stevie, and this is a true story, I am now fat enough and out of shape enough that I swung easy on my golf shot and everything was straight. So I finally reached the perfect body style that I need to be a good golfer. So now I think, you know, in my midlife, I might become a really good golfer, Hans.
Like going to the senior PGA? Right. Not calling you old.
No. Well, I didn't use any woods yesterday, you know, obviously, yeah. and that makes a difference. That's why I hit everything straight.
For sure, yeah.
But there were a couple of holes where I'm like, I could probably hit driver here on a par 3 course. I just don't hit it very long. So, yeah, I mean, Lucas was using like a wedge, and I was hitting like a 6. I'm like, well, that's how it works when you get old. All right, so.
Oh, that doesn't count toward your score.
No.
It doesn't matter what you use.
That's exactly right.
So when I'm using the 3 wood on pretty much every hole, people make fun of me.
They don't ask how. They ask how.
Actually, it was a 5. Last time I played in a scramble, 5? I was hitting 5 wood. I was just joking with, what do you guys use here? I'm going to use a 5 wood.
Yeah, those little hybrid. Like, I've got a 5 wood hybrid. It's called Snake Eyes. I don't know what kind of that is, but
that sounds illegal.
It probably is, to be honest with you. But I can hit that bowl. I can hit that club straight for some reason. So I use that a lot, especially like longer par threes or, you know, going into a green from deep. I'd rather use that than a 3 or a 4 iron.
I got no shame. If it goes straight and it's working, I don't care how far the hole is.
You don't at all. Okay, I never trust Justin Thomas, and now he's leading the PGA. Of course, he went off early today and took advantage of it, and he's at 6 under. It's amazing how going off early and going off late, it can make such a difference in a lot of these tournaments. But, you know, they do it to where the guys on the first day go off early, then they go late the second day, et cetera. So Justin Thomas took advantage. He's at 6 under. Our guy, Will Zalatoris, is 5 under. So he's just right there.
Not pretty good about that one.
I
love that out earlier in the week.
You did.
Hope you listened to that. Not saying we're celebrating early or anything.
Well, and of course, I went with Hovland. He is even.
It's in the mix.
Everybody's like, you went with Hovland. I'm like, I know. I just had to ride it one more time. So I was off yesterday. You and Joey Wagner did the show, and everything happened. Like, there was so much news. Like, Josh Whitman extended by 4 years, I believe.
That's right.
All of the basketball coaches, the assistants extended to 25, I believe.
And that dropped, of course, right after we went off the air.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, yeah, perfect timing. Well, so we haven't talked about it yet. We can talk about that. Is that amazing that we sit here now a year later, and after last year when you had lost every assistant coach you had, every paid top assistant that can go recruit, you lost. And now a year later, we're sitting here with a top 10 recruiting class and 3 guys that we're extending and giving raises to in Chester Frazier,
Tim Anderson,
and Jeff Alexander. I mean, imagine in 1 year how, try to think back at how we felt last year when we were trying to figure out if Antigua and Chin Coleman were both going to leave to go to Kentucky. You kind of had the hedge. You kept saying you thought
Stephen Gentry,
that's it, was going to Gonzaga. So it was just one of those where it's like, okay, now what then? And here we are a year later where we're given extensions and we have a top 10 recruiting class. That's pretty cool, man.
It's a pretty big deal when you were in the seat of, we were trying to figure out if it's ever happened, and probably never has, where you were a one seed.
Yeah.
And then you lost your entire coaching staff to other programs. It wasn't like they were taking head jobs or taking other assistant jobs. I mean, there was angst there. That's not to say we sat and said the whole reason that Illinois had this resurgence and they're in this position is because of the assistants and take all the credit away from Brad. That's not necessarily the case. It's not the case at all, actually. But we gave the due to Antigua being able to get Kofi and Curbelo, Andres Felice. Those connections certainly played into building that roster. Chin Coleman opening the door to McIrvin Fire that had been closed for how many years?
Absolutely.
In the coaching regime. So to get Io, Adam Miller, I know he didn't stick on. So we just wondered what that would look like. Mm-hmm. We knew that Brad was a very good coach, but you knew that you had to have assistance with talent getting ability and have those inroads and those connections to be able to produce. And right off the bat, Chester Frazier, that same summer that he got hired, brings in Jaden Epps, brings in Sincere Harris. Tim Anderson didn't take long to get rolling. I mean, not only to get Sky Clark, who's as highly ranked as any recruit Illinois has had in the last couple decades, to have a Merez Johnson, it's been a while since maybe even Jeremy Richmond to have someone that highly ranked out of the state and get him that early.
Exactly.
Like, so there's just a lot of confidence about how they're recruiting. Like you said, top 10 class coming in, the way they're able to win on the court this past year, win a Big Ten title, and it makes sense. It makes sense to keep that group together, and it's a lot of credit to Brad to be able to piece that group together after losing everyone that was on his bench, at least in terms of the three assistants.
Without a doubt. And, of course, you know, you always kind of have to worry. If you're being successful, you always kind of have to worry about who you could be losing. But, obviously, with all three of them signing an extension, that doesn't guarantee it. But it's nice to know that you've kind of got that peace of mind at least another year with these guys. Because I think there's no doubt, especially a guy like Chester Frazier, with the steps he's taken, there's no doubt that he's going to be a head coach one day. So the fact that that you've kind of kept him around, which is awesome. And, of course, that 23 class right now is ranked in the top 10. 24 class, I believe, still you're number one in the country. And that's what
you have two guys early, Merez, ZZ Clark.
Oh, yeah, ZZ Clark.
Sky's brother, yep.
So there you go. So right now we've got the number one recruiting class in the country.
That's long ways to go.
That's pretty sweet.
Still some big opportunities to add to it. Nojis Indersitis, James Brown, Mean Streets connections. But, and this would seem obvious, and maybe it probably is, but I want to give credit to Josh Whitman once again rewarding guys for these accomplishments, getting out ahead and not having anybody say, oh, well, when someone might try to come poach Chester Frazier. I mean, if it's going to be a head coaching opportunity, you expect him to take that.
I agree.
But there was even talk after this season, Louisville's got a new staff. Are they going to try to get Tim Anderson? Because he was becoming a hot name for what he had done early on. Insert, you know, fill in the blank as far as whatever program that might be.
Right.
Josh has done a good job with Brad's raises, extensions, and then now with the coaching staff as well, and giving Brad a ton of a big salary pool to go out and hire a very, very good staff. I think that Josh deserves credit for the commitment there and just kind of getting out ahead of that instead of being reactionary.
I think the other thing that was big, and you guys probably touched on it, was Josh Whitman with the 4-year extension for Josh. I think there's not many people that would argue with what he's been able to do so far. I know it always comes down, for an AD, it always comes down, it seems like, to that football hire, right? But I think he's made one, and the correct one this time with Brett Bielema. He went for a name, splash, etc. with Lovie Smith. That didn't work. There were some things probably that happened because of Lovie, and I'm talking positive things. But certainly now with Brett Bielema in tow, I think he's made the right call there. And, you know, all of these programs, the other thing he's building, all you got to do is drive over there, and there's every building, it seems like, is being put up or being redone or something, including the oven. So all of that, I mean, Josh has come in and really done a wonderful job. He's an Illinois guy. He's from West Lafayette, but he, of course, played football here. And I think truly this is, you could have a unique situation where you could have the same AD for a long time. And I don't think there's any doubt that you want Josh Whitman as your AD for a long time. So kudos to Illinois for getting that done.
It's worked out for a place like Wisconsin with Barry Alvarez.
No doubt.
Now, Josh is going to have to continue the success and get it going on both sides, as you envy Wisconsin for winning both in basketball and football. We got to see it happen with football. But to have Illini basketball revitalized and recharged like they set out to do,
yes.
I mean, that's certainly an accomplishment. Like you said, to also have the fundraising ability. I mean, the Smith Center is a pretty amazing thing to have for a program that hasn't done a whole lot of winning.
Right.
I know that, like you were saying, Lovie Smith, the name, I think, helped build that interest and that support there. Ultimately, he was not a good hire, but now we got Brett Bielema, and I think that there have been, of course, positive indications early on, but also just kind of the thought of that's a very proven college football coach, and we're bullish on what he can do going forward.
There's no doubt about that. All right, the other thing that happened, and I think this happened after you guys were off the air as well, the Best Friends got called up. And in fact, because
we actually got to talk about that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
5 o'clock hour. Yep.
Oh, was okay. I wasn't quite sure because the game was still going on. It was after the game where Andrew was like, hey, Gorman and Liberatore got called up. I'm like, what? So I didn't realize or know what time that actually happened. So you guys were able to touch on that. That's the reason that Trevor, you know, he's not here, but he was going to take part in our last show here at Urbana. It's not our last show ever. It's just our last show here in Urbana before we move shop to Philo and start there Monday. But because I think of the Best Friends coming up, Trevor just said, I'm heading to the beach. And that's literally what he's doing. He texted Hans back and said, hey, I can't join you guys. I'm heading to the beach. So he will do anything.
Smart move by him.
I mean, that's a smart move regardless, right? Like the Cubs could win a World Series and we want him on and he's like, no, I'm going to head to the beach. I'm like, oh, well, I don't blame you. But the fact that Liberatore and Gorman are coming up, I'll give the Cardinals this. I know we've sat here and wondered why. Why isn't Gorman up? Why isn't Gorman up? Why isn't Gorman up? And I get that. I appreciate the fact that they brought up Yepez, and he's proven while he's here what he can do. Donovan was another guy they brought up. And, of course, Tyler O'Neill going on the 10-day. It's kind of funny. It's like, are you sure you're hurt? Or your arm's not feeling great, is it? What do you mean? Your arm's not feeling great, is it? No? Okay, you're going to go on the 10-day. We're going to bring this kid Nolan Gorman up. But I'll give the Cardinals credit. We still are in May. It's not even Flag Day yet, as Mike Claiborne loves to target. And they've made the move to bring, and I know Liberatore is big. That's a big one, too. And we'll see what he can do on the mound. And they're going to need him more than anything to start, I think, tomorrow because of that doubleheader against the Mets kind of pushed everything. But Nolan Gorman is going to get his chance. And we've been waiting, and he's starting tonight at second base, hitting sixth. And Tommy Edmonds moving over to play short. I'm excited. And, of course, oh, by the way, you can't watch the game tonight unless you're on Apple or something. Apple Plus.
Apple TV.
And I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm going to be the old guy, get off my yard. I'm not switching to that streaming crap. I'm just not doing it.
The good thing is if you can still watch it even if you're not subscribed to them, but you have to create an account. You might even have to put in your credit card, and that certainly deter some people from doing it. Yeah, you can
listen to it right
station.
Here on ESPN 93.5. But it does kind of stink that Nolan Gorman's going to make his debut. And oh, by the way, you got to. I mean, you guys, you can do it. And there's a lot of people my age that can do it too. I'm not going to do it.
Nope. I'll do it.
You will.
I've already watched some games on Apple TV because I had it for Ted Lasso, so I've already been signed in.
Okay.
If you haven't watched Ted Lasso, you got to watch.
I've heard that it's incredible. How excited are you to get Nolan Gorman up? And again, kudos to the Cardinals for doing it. I truly thought they would wait longer into the season before they brought him up. So, I mean, they kind of need to, the way they're playing.
I was hopeful for early June.
Okay.
And we're not there yet, and he's already up, so I'm excited for that. This lineup needs a spark. This team in general needs more consistency.
They do.
And while Donovan, to his credit, has hit better here, I've been very negative and underwhelmed, and I think everybody that is a Cardinals fan has been that way about the shortstop position, whether it was DeJong for the first month of the season, Sosa, I know he's been hurt, but
yeah.
When he's been in, he's only hitting 200, and Donovan was not good early, but it started to get it going. I'm not one that I get it. Tommy Edman is spectacular at second base. I think he can be spectacular at shortstop.
I do
if
too.
Not a little a rung below for whatever reason, just because he hasn't played there, very good.
That's fair.
And then Gorman comes up and he's hit a bunch of bombs. I know that the swing and miss is there. I know he strikes out, but that's we see that all over baseball.
Right.
I mean, he's hitting 308 with an OPS over 1,000 in AAA. Woo. I don't care about the strikeouts. How you get out? A lot of guys get out every, you know, two out of every three.
Right.
If he's going to do that and hit bombs in the majors, I'm good with that.
Let's go.
I think that hopefully it sparks this team a little bit because I mean the Mets that series, the last two series of the Mets has definitely been a downer.
Yeah.
For this team, knowing that that's a team you'd have to go through in the postseason, you're still trailing the Brewers and you're even creeping towards that 500 line if you drop a couple more. So. Need him in that order. Very intrigued to see what he can produce. And then Libertor, we know, talented young arm, mm-hmm. was a first-round pick for the Rays. And I've heard that he's got a fantastic curveball, so excited to look for that on Saturday.
I probably shouldn't say this because I'm going to jinx it, but you do have the Pirates next. So that's a good way to get back above that five. Well, I mean, they're above 500, but get a few games more past that 500. But the Pirates have been playing a little bit better this season. Zach Thompson going against Adam Wainwright tonight. So Waino and Yachty will make another start together. We got to take a quick break because we're actually off really early today due to this Cardinals-Pirates game. I want to give Hans a chance to reflect a little bit on his stardom because it started in this building and it's going to end in this building because he has been, well, I'll let you, Hans, after this break, tell everybody he's nailed down a job. And so Hans is not really going to be a regular much anymore. And
I didn't plan on crying today.
I didn't. I mean, it's joy. Is that what you mean? Tears of joy?
That he's leaving?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you're sad about that? Oh, hell. I mean,
behind
the
scenes,
news.
We've loved him the whole time, but we just couldn't let people know that.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to miss you, Hans. I'm not going to cry, though.
No, we're not.
Not for you, Hans. Maybe other people. Not you. Tiger Woods, man. That guy's buff. Hey, I got some good news before we take a break. Illinois softball playing Arizona today in the NCAA regionals down in Columbia, Missouri. Missouri won the first game 3-1 over Missouri State. Illinois off and running up 2-0 in the first inning against Arizona. So big news there. Two runs on three hits for the Illini. So they're in the bottom of the first inning. Illinois gets two in the top. And they are up early against Arizona. We'll see. They've got good pitching on that squad. We'll see if that can hold here in Columbia.
Another one, Kofi Coburn today in the NBA Draft Combine. 15 points, 11 rebounds, 6 of 7 from the field.
Nice.
A big improvement from yesterday where he was only 5 for 14.
Okay.
And struggled a little bit defensively. Better showing for him today.
Awesome. Are you able to read? Like, are there people there sending out things like, hey, I'm hearing this about Kofi and this team kind of likes? I mean,
I know he was doing interviews today.
Okay.
So Brett Behrens is there covering. I'm sure that he's going to have some clips, but usually that's when reporters ask, what teams have you met with?
Got it.
Who are you going to work out for? That type of deal. So we should have more information on that,
okay.
At least by tonight.
That'd be cool. Man, come on, Kofi. That'd be awesome. We're all rooting for him to be identified by one of those NBA teams and selected in the draft. And that draft is coming up, right?
Next month,
yeah.
Late next month after the finals.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. You'd want to get the NBA over before you do your draft. All right. Again, Illinois softball up 2-0. We'll give a little recap on the PGA, let you know where everybody stands there, and we will officially say our goodbyes to our Urbana studio here in the Pines. We'll do all that next. It is The Drive.
When you know you've got a problem and something's bugging you, call on American Pest Control and take control. You be wise, Americanized, call on American Pest Control. That's how you get back in control. Call American Pest Control, American Pest Control. No more bugs to bug you.
Kids may love bugs, but we don't. Let American Pest Control mount a counterattack against rodents and insects with integrated pest management. That's regular use of the most effective methods and the latest techniques, plus periodic inspections to eliminate the sources of food and shelter these invaders need. It's your best defense against financial losses caused by rodents and insects.
Call American Pest Control. American Pest Control. No more bugs to bug you.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up.
For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
Illini fans,
game day spirit, where Illini fans shop. Shop game day's NIL pieces at one of their three locations, in stores or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Take advantage of great deals like $24 crew neck sweatshirts, $12 long sleeve tees, and short sleeve tees for as low as $8. Plus, shop their selection of discounted Illinois athletic equipment room merchandise.
Game day spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Brought to you by the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit.
PDR Automotive in Urbana has been providing quality auto repair service for almost 50 years. Trusted by AAA Motor Club, PDR employs ASE-certified technicians that use the latest in diagnostic equipment. They offer nationwide warranties and are even authorized to perform vehicle maintenance that won't void your factory warranty. Check them out 24/7 online at PDRauto.com. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Prairie Gardens greenhouses are loaded with beautiful flowers. Flowers, flowers everywhere. Outrageous color, outrageous quality, incredible prices. This week at Prairie Gardens, beautiful geraniums, $177. Clematis, only $14.97. Basil, parsley, and lavender herbs, $197. Ginormous six-packs of white petunias, $7.97. Bzzz, mosquito plants, $2.97. And perennials, $5.97. Plus so many flowering baskets, herbs, your favorite veggies, too. Prairie Gardens, locally owned, extraordinary gardening.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, located at 525 Market Street in Paxton, offers a huge catalog of rentals. Whether you're looking for a contractor, a do-it-yourself project, landscaping help, wedding rentals, or even party and event rentals like bounce houses, manager Scott Allen has what you need.
We have a really nice rental fleet. Our equipment we try to keep new, clean, in good operation, and at a super reasonable price.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service here at Paxton Hardware and Rental.
Pickleball is all the rage, and Urbana Park District's Brookins Gym is ready for you from 9 to 11 a.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays through May 26th. Pickleball is a cross between tennis and badminton, a great way to get exercise and you can meet new friends. It only costs $1 at the door at Brookins Gym, whether you're new or experienced in pickleball. All ages and abilities are welcome. Kyle or Joe have details at 217-255-8601 or visit urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
I'm DeMonte Williams. When it comes to hustling on the court, that's easy. You know what else is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care.
That's right, DeMonte. When you need care for minor illnesses and injuries that's easy to get when and where you need it, OSF On-Call Urgent Care is your MVP. Walk in 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, even holidays. Or connect with a virtual visit 24/7, 365 days a year. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
Here's what's on sale right now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Thanks, Chris. We have Frigidaire dishwashers with a stainless steel interior and also a stainless steel exterior. And it's, whoa, $150 off.
Incredible savings. And I see it has the nice towel bar handle.
It does. Now over here, we have freezers on sale. You get your choice of either chest or upright.
Selection is always nice. All right, Paul, let's go to the phone lines now. Caller, are you there?
Hey, this is Dennis Reagan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Well, this music is loud.
We have top-mount refrigerators in stock. Washing machines starting at $529. Ranges and microwaves in stainless steel. Plus free financing available. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Stevie J Broadcasting's Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by Crossroads Contractor Supply.
I'm very honored to have Sergeant John Lieb, an 18-year veteran of the Champaign Police Department, direct supervisor, leading the Interdepartmental Street Crimes Task Force. I thought you were going to be a farmer.
I met Lieutenant Scott Swan from the Champaign Police Department. We were coaching baseball together, and he asked if I ever had interest of being in law enforcement. I thought about it going to college, but I thought, I'm a farm kid. What do I know about that? So it starts with having a conversation with my wife. She's all supportive. My parents, I think, were a little more apprehensive, but I was 28 years old at that time, four kids at that time, and if I'm going to do this, now is the time to do it. Mm-hmm. So I did. So I started in 2004, you know, and it's been, the city has been getting a little more violent, especially as of late, and I'm hoping we can get this turned around again. That's the goal.
We need good men and women. We really appreciate your efforts and all that you do to keep us safe, John.
Thank you very much.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, specializing in contractor supply and tool delivery within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Make a putt, speed! Oh, sorry. We were on there.
For par.
One over. Well, we can't have a...
Missed
and
it.
He misses it.
Tiger also bogeyed, so he's plus five. The cut line is plus four.
Oh, is that the projected?
Projected as of now, yes.
Okay. Justin Thomas went out early today, shot a 67. He's back-to-back 67s. So he's at 6-unders. Alatoris right now is through 11. He is also 6-unders.
You're darn right he is.
Yeah. You know who else is doing well? Matt Fitzpatrick and Xander Schauffele. I mean, there's no reason that I'm listening to those or watching those guys in particular. I'm just telling you, that's what's going on. All right, we are off early for Cardinals baseball. It's a much anticipated Cardinals baseball game because you're going to see Nolan Gorman in the lineup, batting sixth, playing second base. Nolan Gorman is a huge call-up for the Cardinals, but he was not as huge a call-up as Hans D was when we did it here at the drive with Tay and Piper. Have you been with what? Tay and Carp?
Yes.
Okay. You weren't here with Jeremy?
No.
Okay. So you've been only in this building... And now you're actually just told us that next Friday you're actually going to come do a Friday show in Philo. So you can say you've always done one there, too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Hans, it's been tell them about your job.
Oh, so I got hired at the Flight Institute at Parkland College to be a flight instructor.
This is awesome.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, I'm really excited. I'll start off as a part-time instructor, so I'm not sure how many students I'll have. I'm just going to guess like four or five.
Okay.
And then hopefully by the fall, I'll be a full-time instructor once I have my instrument instructing rating. And
is there a lot of classwork before you get into an actual plane?
No.
Okay. All right. you're just like, hey, I'm Hans, you're Tom, let's go.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. The first day.
Here's the keys. Are there keys for a plane?
Some planes.
Oh, okay. I honestly didn't know that.
We have like...
Do you ever lock yourself out? You're like, ah, crap, the keys are in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really annoying. You know, it happens.
So really, most of these students then will be ready to fly.
Yeah. I mean, they won't be ready, but
you know what I mean.
You'll just put them in the plane and show them what strain level flight is. And,
whoa. Yeah. How long before they actually...
It's kind of like throwing a kid in a pool and then they swim?
Right.
Basically. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like throwing them in the deep end.
Wow.
How long does it take before you just... Like when you flew, how long did it take before the instructor just said, it's all you?
3 months.
Okay.
So basically a semester.
Okay.
But during the summer, we fly every day.
It's
a crunch schedule. So they'll be flying... They'll hopefully solo by like... The early August. And we start in June.
I remember you when you went on your first solo. I'm like, oh. Well, then you went on that transcontinental flight to Evansville, Indiana.
Nice to be hell for that.
He's like, yeah, I'm going on this transcontinental flight. I'm like, what, are you flying to Sweden? Yeah. No, Evansville.
Yeah, Evansville.
Or you would say cross-country flight, right? Yeah, that's what you would say?
Oh, yeah.
You'd literally be flying over the country is what he meant.
Yeah, over the country.
Yeah, I'm flying to Danville. Wow! It's impressive. By the way, Illinois softball up 2-1. Arizona notch one in the bottom of the inning. So they're in the bottom of the second there. Well, Hans, it's been fun, and I know we'll say our goodbyes then next week.
Yes.
You kind of changed our plans around today.
I'm sorry.
We were all going to get emotional. I actually brought Kleenexes in.
You'll have a week to prepare.
Yeah.
I had notes prepared, I was going to say.
Gosh, you got a lot of notes for Hans.
Says Matthew Meyer, 6'9", 216, 6'11", wingspan.
That's me.
I love it. Well, what will you remember the most about being in this building? That we can say on the air. Yeah.
You know, the basketball hoop, but I'm hoping we'll have that up in that other place.
Oh, that's a good, I literally just looked over my shoulder to make sure that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got to make sure we take that.
That should be the priority.
Yes.
More than like microphones or anything.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't have a radio station without that hoop.
No way.
All right, so that's good. And, of course, the Who You Got is really kind of blossomed into a award-winning segment.
It has. So. I just need an award, like a physical award. But that'll happen.
If anybody has, like, an old, like, trophy or anything at home, you know, you're digging through and you could bring that to us.
Just with Sharpie, Who You Got on.
Yeah, I'll give it to Hans. And
You know what? I'll miss my parking spot.
Yeah.
That you claimed was yours.
That's
but
unbelievable.
It's actually mine.
That's unbelievable. He came like the second show he took my spot. and didn't even blink.
But guess what? You park closer to the door now.
Yeah, so. And I'm fatter now. See?
Maybe that's a cause and effect right there.
It's because I'm not getting those 10 extra steps every day.
That's definitely it.
Yeah, that's gotta be it.
Well, Hans missed the drives over to the Meyer gas station to get lawn candy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll miss that.
I never took advantage of him being 21.
No, we didn't.
That could have been another drive to get something. Yeah. Dang it, Hans. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I always appreciated your candy runs.
Oh, yeah.
Those were huge. That's probably another reason I'm fat. So really, it's boiling down to Hans D is the reason I'm fat.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hans.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
No
Pipes, problem. What will you remember about this station? That's
kind of
a weird question.
Yeah. I mean, we're not done, so right, I don't want to like say goodbye to the show or anything, but this is where it started for me.
Yeah.
So that's certainly special to me, and who can't love the basketball hoop? And
boom.
The sitting out in the comfy chairs, I think those will be the new place. I hope.
I hope.
I hope so.
Where are we going to wager?
We're used to sitting there and talking and wagering.
Hey, now, you're not supposed to be
far
on.
Far too often, their families.
Nope, you're like, not supposed to be on.
Playing the music at the Oscars. They're like, you got to get off the stage.
That was right there, because we literally are buttoned up against the 45. No, the comfy chairs for sure.
Yep.
And this studio has been perfect. It's got the windows that we've been able to watch. I've watched people, countless people, driving the left lane going 100 miles an hour down Windsor. And I am now old, and I yell at that now, and it just drives me nuts. All right, can we do one thing before we do get out of here? Because we do appreciate being here, and, of course, the show will continue. It's just we're going to be positioned in Philo starting on Monday. So, until then. Oh, yeah. All right, Cardinal baseball is next. Philo. Crazy. Thank you, Hans. Thanks, you Pipes. We'll talk to everybody then. Have a great weekend.